Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. It's a gorgeous October day in Seattle. A fine day indeed to take your dog for a walk. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Julie. Did you manage to get out there and take your dogs for a walk today?
I have not today. I've just been back today. But I did go yesterday, and I will be going tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, we certainly do have a stretch of nice weather. It's perfect for it. So
it is. I don't know if I talked about this already, but I welcome the fall weather. People are sort of lamenting about the exiting of summer.
And I'm pro-autumn.
I am definitely too. Pro-autumn, and I vote.
That's right.
I just like the cooler weather.
Keep your laws off my season.
That's right. That's a new movement.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous today, and I don't know if it's going to be that great this weekend. I hope so, because this weekend, Sunday, is Oktoberfest at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. And it's a very special event if you're me, and if you are a dog lover, or maybe not even. But the wiener dog races are very entertaining.
Now, what does Oktoberfest have to do with dogs, though? I mean, aside from having some sausages with your brewskis.
Well, so. I guess the question is, what does Oktoberfest have to do with wiener dogs?
Uh-huh.
So I guess there would be a connection there, like bratwurst and,
right,
you know. But they are doing wiener dog races as one of the events as part of Oktoberfest. And this is the first year that I'll be emceeing the event. So I will be the announcer for
Excellent.
The wiener dog races. And if
Now, are you going to wear a dirndl?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Darn.
Nope. Wiener Tails will be providing the outfits. I think we're wearing referee shirts.
Okay.
The people helping out with the event. But these draw quite a crowd. And you can register your dog, even if you've, you know, I think especially if you've never raced. Leia and I did, my dachshund, did our first race this summer at Wienerfest. And she's 7.5. So, you know, she went several years without one race under her belt. And we went to our first race at Wienerfest, and she did great. It was really fun. There's, tons of dachshunds. There were probably, like, I don't know, 80 dogs or something total that were actually registered to race. And so they just do all these races. It's really fun. Lots of dachshund people. And she really loves it. I mean, it's really becoming apparent that she really enjoys it. So
now, also, dachshund sounds like it's a German a breed, or at least the name
it
sounds
is.
German. So
it
that
is.
I guess that ties into
Oktoberfest
as well. Yes.
Yes, yes.
As well as the fact that they do look like little bratwursts running around.
Yes, they do. Little sausages. Well, so I'm going to be emceeing the event. It's, I think, an all-day thing. I think we're going to be there at 10. But you can go to wienerraces.com. WIENERRACES.com if you would like to find out more information, or if you'd like to register your dachshund, also known as a wiener dog. And when I'm out with Leia, she rarely gets called a wiener dog. I mean, I'm sorry, she rarely gets called a dachshund. People, I think, really commonly know them as wiener dogs. It's kind of funny. So we were at the, that's wienerraces.com, and I'll post that on the Dog Talk Show website, but that's where you can go to find out more and to register your dachshund.
I just worry about people Googling that, so just go directly to the site,
wienerraces.com,
yes.
So we went to the sheepdog trials this last weekend, and last week we interviewed Maggie McClure, who's the head sheepdog at the Vashon Sheepdog Classic. It was the first time the sheepdog trials have been back to Vashon in several years, and Eric, it was everything I could have hoped for and more. And I just finally uploaded my videos from the event. And I'll be posting them by tomorrow at the latest on the Dog Talk Show website, so you can go and watch some of these dogs. It was amazing. First of all, it was beautiful countryside. I mean, Misty Isle Farms on Vashon Island. It was just the landscape. It was what I imagined it would be, like sort of rolling green hills and just a ton of border collies. And there were a bunch of other dogs there in support, but it was really mainly just border collies competing. And we were both, Darcy and I, it gave us both chills as we were watching the dogs work. But the sheep are like 450 yards away, which is 4.5 football fields in length. I mean, this was a long distance, and the dogs just book it over the land to get to the sheep and then come around the side to the back of them and then start herding this little flock of four sheep back to the person. But just seeing these dogs moving over the ground, and it was just beautiful. I always feel like all is right in the world when I'm watching dogs doing what they were really intended to do.
Hassling sheep.
Yes. I mean, to see these dogs, it was beautiful to watch them move. Their work ethic and the working relationship between the owner and the dogs was amazing. They communicate by whistling. And they'll do either a short whistle or longer whistle in different tones. And that directs the dogs how to move, whether to stop moving, whether to keep, you know. It was just a wonderful event. And there was one that, which I actually got on video when I was talking with Maggie at the event. There was one instance where one of the sheep was giving a dog a hard time. And she was being pretty stubborn. And was actually, like, refusing to go. She was being really
stubborn.
She
was being a bad sheep.
Is
that what
you're
saying?
Yes. and I got this on video, but there was, like, a standoff where the dog and the sheep were, like, inches away from each other.
Locking horns.
Staring at each other. Yeah. And the dog didn't bite. And you can hear in the audio in the background of the video, Maggie's actually kind of giving me the blow-by-blow and telling me what's happening and how the dogs actually aren't allowed to bite unless the sheep, you know, charge them or like kind of start the
unless it's
aggression.
Self-defense.
Right, basically, yeah. Unless they have to. But they're not allowed to just go in there and start biting them. So this is all this herding is done with no nipping, really, at all. It's all body language, and it was so cool. I'm going to post those videos on the website. Vashon Sheepdog Classic is the website. It was a fundraiser for local teachers on Vashon Island, which was great. And it was an awesome event. If you couldn't make it this year, I highly recommend going. We sat on a blanket on a, you know, green slope. It was sunny. It was just perfect.
Nice.
The website is dogtalkshow.com. That is the website for this show, and you can catch the videos of Leia's wiener dog race at the Seahawks game a couple weekends ago.
And you do a good job of posting up links to information about everything that you talk about on the show as well.
Any guests that we have or, you know, any links that you may need from the show information, I'll post on the website. So if you can't write anything down or if you're in your car.
Or walking your dog,
listening to a podcast. You can just go to the website and check out all the information, dogtalkshow.com. And we've just had a slew of this whole month, I think. We've had guests all month, and which is awesome. We've had some really amazing guests. Susan Thixton, September 1st. We had on Kim Sill, the founder of D-Cup Saving Teacups. Amazing interview. Judith Piper, the founder of Old Dog Haven. I'm just still really moved by that interview and really thinking about those dogs, and I've been following them on Facebook and you know, getting to see pictures of the dogs that they're rescuing and kind of read about their stories. We are also on Facebook. The Dog Talk Show has a fan page. So if you have not become a fan of the Dog Talk Show on Facebook, please do. I send out coupon codes and just kind of give you some updates between shows throughout the week. And you can get information that way, too, about guests and all that good stuff and hear about the behind-the-scenes experiences of some exciting events.
Yeah, and I understand that you play a substantial part in the movie The Social Network, which is all the Facebook story. And since there's a Dog Talk Show fan page on there, of course, they had to cover that part.
Of course. Yeah. Did you see that?
No.
No.
But I want to see it.
Yeah, me too.
I think the MySpace people and the Friendster people are going, what about us?
Well, it seems like Facebook has lasted longer than the other two.
Well, the other ones are still around, but they're just...
They're not the
zeitgeist anymore.
No. So we're going to do some Dog Talk Show trivia.
Woohoo.
Yep. I have a something that I got during the Seahawks game. So for those of you that have not heard, my dachshund and I participated in the wiener dog races at the Seattle Seahawks game a couple Sundays ago. And we were actually on the field. We ran a wiener dog race during halftime at that game, and it was an amazing experience. And there's videos posted on the website. But we got these special beanies that they were handing out, Seahawks beanies, 12th man. It has the number 12 on the front, and I've got one here in the booth. It's got the Seahawks blue and green, and then it looks like a very dark blue stripe, and they're really, really cute hats. And this one is autographed, and it's autographed by, I think, a very funny combination. We have one of the Seagals, Danielle, and the Seagals are the Seahawks cheerleaders.
Did you get a number for me, by the way?
No, I didn't. Seagals 2010.
Next time I'm going to these wiener races, yep. So I can talk to the Seagals myself.
The Seagals, Danielle, and it's also autographed just for the sake of contrast by myself and Leia.
Fantastic.
So you've got basically opposite ends of the spectrum represented all on this one beanie, and it's a really cute beanie.
It is.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Very stylish.
Very stylish, very comfortable, and it's got the 12th man embroidered on the front, and it's Seahawks colors, and it's autographed. So we'll be giving that away later on in the show, Dog Talk Show Trivia. So stay tuned for that and more. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Next Monday, Vicki talks to author Mark Susnow about dancing on the river. Learn about an internal shift of consciousness that can help you enjoy your life right now.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join join me Mondays at noon.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. You can visit InvisibleFenceNW.com and check out their awesome, high quality, and the training that goes along with it is top notch, all of their products. I was just looking at their website, InvisibleFenceNW.com, and they have more than just the outdoor containment systems. They also have a lot of indoor products and pet doors and even portable fencing products that you can bring. Like if you have an RV and you're traveling, you can actually set up a little portable invisible fence system around your RV or campsite. It's just awesome. Their products, the technology is constantly improving, and I highly, highly recommend this brand. And especially with this type of product, you don't want to get anything that's a lower quality or try to train yourself, because it's really important that the dogs and cats understand what's happening, so that because it is a form of training. So check out InvisibleFenceNW.com. They're great. Local company, and I've met everybody that works there, and everyone's wonderful. And they are a major sponsor of the show, and we appreciate their support very much. So I've got a ton of stuff to talk about. We've had so many guests on that I've had all this information come across my inbox, and also personal experiences and stuff that I wanted to share with you guys. But I also wanted to open up the lines today to take calls. My expertise is in training behavior and food. And if you have a question about your dog, whether it be a quirky behavior or a basic training question, you know, how do I keep my dog from jumping up, or, you know, barking, I know is a common one. Feel free to give a call today, and I would love to answer your question on air. You get some free advice. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And I've actually gotten some feedback from people telling me that I don't talk enough about myself on the show and let people know what I do. And, you know, I'm more than just the host of the show interviewing amazing guests, but I also work here in the greater Seattle area as a specialist in dog training and behavior. And most of my work is in people's houses, so I do in-home private lessons. I also teach group obedience classes. And I teach those at the Barking Lounge, which is in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood, right in downtown area. I also offer a 3-week intensive training program, which gives owners a very powerful boost in the right direction, whether it be for just basic puppy training. People want a solid foundation laid, and they maybe don't have the time to do it, or they want a professional to do it. I can teach the dogs the whole word list in just a few weeks, and then also work with the owners and train the people too. So it always takes both. My website is sensitivedog.com. That's sensitivedog.com. And you can go there and check out, more about my philosophy and some cute pictures of my dogs and more about my services and stuff like that. Just a quick background. I have a degree in animal science from the University of Vermont. I am a New England native, which is perhaps why I like the fall so much and hate the heat. and then I moved out here actually about 9 years ago, almost exactly. And after I moved out here, I found an apprentice program at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. and applied for that and got accepted and did a 4-month long apprenticeship there, and then got hired on as a full-time trainer and worked at the academy training dogs 9 to 6 Monday through Friday for 2 years. So I really got a lot of exposure and got to work with a number of different breeds, spanning all breed groups from the littlest 3-pound Maltese to the biggest Saint Bernard, and also really got exposure to some really intense behavioral issues like anxiety, really intense aggression, which has really equipped me to be able to work with all different types of behaviors. I don't just do, you know, puppy training or basic obedience. I can also work with, and I really enjoy working with, more severe behavioral issues, because that's when people need a professional the most. So that website, again, is sensitivedog.com. And if you live in Western Washington and you need some help, you can actually hire me to come to your house, and or you can take a group class, and I can help you off the air as well. But I would like to invite you to call us today. If you have a question, I can answer your question for free on the show. The number is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And the shows that where I don't have a guest, we've had some really great questions and callers. So
absolutely. And we usually have open lines for that so that people can call in and ask you questions.
Yep. So that number again, 425-373-5527. Don't be shy. I would love to hear from you. Toll free, 888-298-5569. So just a quick, I had, through the show, actually had the opportunity to sample a vacuum cleaner. The Dyson, it's a Dyson vacuum cleaner, the DC-23 Animal.
It sounds
oh, man.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll tell you more about it after we take Sandra's call. We have Sandra in Bellevue on line one. Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
thanks.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
One that I have, my dog is 28 to 30 pounds, and I've just recently started giving him fish oil.
Okay.
And but it was just, it was a good quality, just human fish oil. Should I be buying something that's more produced for dogs, and how much should I give him for 28 to 30-pound dog?
Yeah, that's a great question. What kind of dog do you have?
Cocker Spaniel.
Okay. And how old?
5.
Okay. There is no need to get one specifically made for pets, because fish oil is fish oil. The main thing that you want to look for, though, is, and it's interesting that you're asking this, because I was actually just having a conversation with Lainey Poré, who's a nutritionist, who was actually on the show several months ago about fish oil.
Oh.
So good timing.
Thank you.
The main thing that you want to look for is a cold pressed fish oil. So because you don't want it to be cooked. The conversation that I was having with Lainey about fish in foods in general is that they actually have sort of a reputation for being a really great protein base for dogs that have sensitivities, but it's actually really hard for dogs. It's not meant to be cooked and processed so heavily, so it actually ends up not being that great. And she's actually seen a lot of dogs having reactions to fish-based foods, you know, meaning like a dry food or canned food that's processed that has fish in it. So the main thing with the fish oil is that I would try to find one that's like a cold processed or cold pressed, I mean, fish oil that's, you know, and where it's wild caught, and that it's some of them, like I know that I get my own fish oil capsules from my naturopath, who is at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, one of our sponsors as well. And she was talking about the importance of it being cold pressed, but also that it's very fresh. The fish go right from the ocean to the processing plant. They don't sit for a long time or anything like that. So those are the things that I would look for. as far as the quality goes, and you don't, again, have to get one that's specifically made for pets. And then they'll usually tell you, like, a lot of the ones that are made for pets come in, like, a pump bottle where you just squirt it onto the food. Is that what yours looks like? Or is it capsules?
No, I've just been giving him about a teaspoon. Because this is just regular fish oil like I would use, so there's no pump or...
Okay.
And it doesn't say anything about dogs on it.
That's okay. It doesn't have to. You're just mainly looking for the quality.
Yeah, I'm giving him a teaspoon with each feeding, so twice a day a teaspoon. Is that too much?
A teaspoon, that sounds good. I'd say probably about one pump, and that's probably the equivalent of it. So that sounds like a good amount. You can always double check with your vet about that, but but to me that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, but good.
Then,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Did you have more to say about it?
Nope. I was just going to say good job adding fish oil to the food.
Yes. His coat was kind of dry and everything, and I thought, well, maybe I'll try some fish oil.
Yeah.
May I ask one more question?
Yes.
This is more a behavioral thing. My dog was recently, I say, arrested because he ended he was in the shelter in Kent, and I came into work, and there was a note on my door, and I thought, how did this dog get out? Well, as it ended up, I opened my spare bedroom, the door wider, and saw that my blinds were all twisted and ruined, and he obviously, and I went and looked in my other spare bedroom, same thing. He obviously had jumped out the bedroom window, which would take some effort. You know what I mean? It wasn't like there was, he had enough energy to jump from something that was under the window in both cases.
Yep.
But he's ruined my blinds, and he, of course, now I realize how he got out.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything other than just, of course, keeping the windows closed? But he does all kinds of crazy things like that.
Well, escaping,
I was at work.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, I can answer that question without being interrupted.
Terrific.
Can you hang on the line for just a few minutes? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll answer your question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm just a walking my dog, singing my song, I'm strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun, we can't go wrong.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Denae, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology. Singing my song, strolling along
with just me and my dog, catching some sun. Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. And we are taking calls today, answering your questions about dog training, behavior, and food. So feel free to call in. 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And we're talking to Sandra right now in Bellevue, who's asking a question about her Cocker Spaniel. Hi, Sandra.
Can I interject? When he escapes out the window, he doesn't leave the area. Mm-hmm. You know, he... he may go out in the side street and he may do that, but he doesn't like
run away.
Like, run away, like miles away.
Yeah. Well, it depends on kind of if you want to address that behavior specifically, or if you, as you had mentioned, that there's some other kind of quirky behaviors that he does too. So it may be, you know, taking a look at bigger picture and putting some more structure in place depending on what those behaviors are. But for the window, there has to be a reason for him to not do it if it's a type of thing that gets self-reinforced like that. So he sees the opportunity, he can get outside, and you know, that gives him freedom and he gets to check things out and all that. So it's really a self-reinforced thing that he's just going to want to continue to do unless there's something to stop him. And if you're not home, then there's no way that you could, you know, work with him yourself, because it's something that he does when you're not home. I'd actually recommend an invisible fence product where you can actually do they have portable units to where you can just do certain windows or doorways so that you can leave them cracked and he will all learn not to bolt out of them.
I see.
And that's a great product. They work really, really well. And that way you can, you know, other than having to close the windows and doors, which would be, you know, another option. But if you want to be able to crack them and keep them open but keep him in and safe, then that would be what I would recommend doing, because, like I said, you're not home to, you're not home to provide any sort of correction or consequence.
Now, if I save my pennies, because I kind of, financially, it's like I buy him really good dog food and I try to take good care of him, but it's, you know, I'm very stretched.
Yep.
I can't really afford dog training, but I would like to save my pennies. Now, if he were like 5 or 5.5, do you feel that you could have success? I mean, I'm like his fourth owner, and he's very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I'm his fourth owner.
Yeah.
But I've had him now. I have had him for like 3 years. So.
Yeah. Well, old dogs can certainly be made, you know, they can make progress for sure. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, for like an invisible fence unit, they can definitely learn.
Uh-huh.
It's not that he'd be too old to learn or anything like that.
Right.
And you know, I've worked with dogs who are over 10 years old in training.
Oh.
And it just takes a little bit longer for them sometimes, or, you know, older habits die hard, just like people. But he's definitely not too old to learn.
Yeah, he does bite me sometimes, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, bite me to the point where it really hurts.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, with a more severe behavior like that, you'd want to, set up some sort of lesson or evaluation. And we can talk more about that off air if you'd like.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye. All right, we have Jane online, too, in Arlington. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I don't have a behavioral question. I have a problem with my dog. Just recently, she started scratching. I thought she had fleas, so I gave her a bath, and I put some flea medicine on her. But now she's chewing on her leg, and I just wanted to know if you had anything that I could, a recommendation, what I could put on it.
Mm-hmm. Like
now she has like a hot spot on her leg that she's chewing, like on her, above the elbow, like on the knee part.
Okay, is it like in her armpit area?
No, on her back leg.
Oh, on her back leg. Okay.
On the thigh part, you know, the upper part.
Yeah.
And she's scratching to it, her belly, and it's like, is there something that...
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a black lab pit mix. She's about 12 years old, 13 years old.
Okay, and what kind of food does she eat?
I was feeding her Ukanuba. I just switched over. I'm not sure what it's called. No, more natural.
Okay. Food. Yeah, and have you noticed the itching? Did it get worse once the food switched, or was there any relationship with that?
No.
Okay, and how long has she been itching?
Well, she was scratching like she had, like it was fleas, like a week or, it's been like a week ago. So then I gave her a bath and I put the medicine on. Now in the last maybe 3 days, she's been just scratching and chewing and...
Well, sometimes the flea bites a dog can actually be allergic to the flea bites. Mm-hmm. Now, the trick is figuring out what's actually causing it.
Right.
I think that your vet would have something topical that might have some sort of steroid in it just to help get that inflammation down.
Yeah.
But with fleas, so you want to look at whether it's food or, you know, like a food allergy, which can cause itching and hot spots, or it can be a reaction to a flea bite, which can certainly cause itching and hot spots. And if a dog is allergic to a flea bite, it can just really, really blow up into a hot spot pretty fast.
Now, the thing
with fleas is that I wouldn't use that topical treatment anymore on her. Because that only, one, it's a topical pesticide, so it's actually very harsh on the animal. And it only deals with the fleas, the adult fleas on the dog. It doesn't address the fleas in the environment, which is where they spend half of their life cycle. So what you do...
Well, I put powder down, the stuff that was supposed to dry up the fleas.
Yep.
I had just put that down on the floor, like, 2 days before, because when she was scratching before I washed her, I put it down and vacuumed it up the next day.
I'm in communication a lot with a company called Flea Busters, and I've gained a lot of knowledge about the life cycle of fleas and all that type of thing. The powder, they'll come in and they can put the powder down, and their powder has an electric charge to it, so it actually sticks to the fibers of your carpeting so that you can vacuum over it and you won't actually vacuum up the powder that you need to stay down. But also with the powder treatment, it takes, you know, up to 5 weeks to because the fleas have to go through their whole life cycle. And fleas lay eggs, the eggs hatch into larvae, the larvae spin themselves into a cocoon and then hatch into an adult. So it's not something that would make a difference for you within just a couple days.
Okay.
So you have to be patient with that environmental treatment, but it really does work, and that way you don't have to do anything harsh to your dog.
I haven't done anything all year. They were fine, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah. If you go to Flea Busters' website, they've got a lot of information on there. You can give them a call, and they're guaranteed no fleas for a year. The website is fleabusterswa.com.
Right, I've heard you talk about them before.
Yeah. And those, you know, those topical pesticides, it's good that you don't normally use it, but it's just really nasty stuff, and it doesn't necessarily do the job as well as treating the environment. Mm-hmm. But for the other thing too would be if feeding pet food is tricky, and most of the pet foods on the market, I would say, actually are not good for animals. So it's a matter of also looking at the label of your pet food, because it could be something in the food that's causing the skin reaction. You know, whether it's a grain or something like that. If you want to email me,
let me just look real quick.
Sure.
The name of it is.
Yeah.
It's Aboderm. Aboderm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that any good?
Do you have the
avocado skin coat adult chicken meal formula with brown rice?
Yeah, it's definitely better than the Yukonuba you were feeding.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. there may be something in it. There's definitely better foods on the market that you can mm-hmm. feed. And it's also, too, a matter of finding what your dog as an individual does best on.
Right.
So I can tell you definitely it's a step up from the Yukonuba. Mm-hmm. But you also want to look further down on the ingredients and see if there's any other okay. grains in there.
Okay.
And if you
want...
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But for the topical, as of right now, I should just... something from the vet to put on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if it's sort of gotten to the point where it's like an open hot spot, mm-hmm. then you really want to get something to just calm that down. And, you know, if you need to put a cone on her or something to keep her from biting it,
mm-hmm.
You know, some sort of collar to keep her from getting at it, because that'll just make it worse too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
Well, thanks.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
Very good questions. If you have a question about your dog, training behavior, or food related, feel free to give us a call, 425-373-5527, or toll free 888-298-5569. So this Dyson vacuum, Eric.
I hear it sucks.
It sucks. So it sucks so good. It is so, like, they are not an, I mean, why was had the opportunity to just sample this because it's made specifically for pet households.
Right.
And I wouldn't talk about it probably. I mean, if it was terrible, I don't know. I probably wouldn't talk about it on air, but I wouldn't recommend it. This thing is amazing. We've got lots of dogs and we got lots of hair in the house, and we're constantly vacuuming.
I do too, just two cats.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who has animals knows, especially dogs that shed, that hair, and we've got hardwood floors, so you can see the little hair bunnies building up, and it's like daily.
To tumbleweeds every day, so
This is the best vacuum we've ever had. And we've had a lot of vacuums in our day.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of hair that our vacuums suck up, I mean, it can get the better of a vacuum pretty fast.
Yeah.
It's really specifically designed for households with animals. It gets the hair off of things really well.
Hmm.
Different types of upholstery. The attachments are comfortable. Like, you know, just using the vacuum, it's not awkward or... You know, the poles are weird to handle, or, you know, it can get into places that, because of the attachments and how they're designed, it can get into all these weird places where hair likes to collect.
Uh-huh.
The attachments fit together really nicely. This is like a nice vacuum.
Well, let me ask you this. How loud is it? Because that's, you know, for a pet vacuum... And I got to say, like, that's the one thing that I think would be like the super breakthrough, because that sends my cats running whenever I turn on any kind of vacuum.
Yeah. Well, it's
their mortal enemy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a silent vacuum for sure. It's not louder than a normal vacuum would be, but, you know, average. It cleans our cars better than the commercial vacuums. Like when you go to a car wash and you have to use their big vacuums. This cleans our cars better. There's no filters or bags, so it's environmentally friendly that way. Easy to store. Darcy said, quote, "I'm the queen of clean, and this is my new best friend."
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, if you are in the market for a vacuum, this Dyson DC23 Animal sucks.
In a good way.
In a good way. It's a vacuum. It's awesome. And I'm thrilled to have it. And Darcy even mentioned that cleaning takes less time because it's so efficient. You don't have to go over things multiple times. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box.
Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio joins me for another Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. We had so much fun working together last month, we just had to do it again. We'll have open phone lines, and together, Robin and I will answer your behavior training and healing questions, so plan to give us a call. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Many dogs love to ride in the car, but boy, they can really do a number on the interior with their nails and teeth. Did you know that you can have the interior vinyl and leather dents and tears repaired rather than having to replace an entire section or door? Color Masters Northwest offers leather, vinyl, and velour restoration with the option of on-site repairs and affordability of saving you from having to order a whole new part. You don't have to wait to replace your entire door or console. Just call Color Masters Northwest and have your dog's unsightly handiwork repaired quickly and affordably. Call 425-681-9355 or visit ColorMastersNW.com to schedule an appointment today. That's 425-681-9355 or online at ColorMastersNW.com.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, coming back with a little dog funk.
Atomic dog
funk. Atomic dog. I'm excited because John Katz has a new book out called Rose in a Storm, his border collie Rose. Excellent timing with the sheepdog trials just having had happened. But we had him on the show about a year ago, and for his book Soul of a Dog, which was an amazing interview and very timely because it was just a few days after my first dog Chewy had passed away, and he was wonderful. And I'm excited to read this book and have him back on the show. John Katz, K-A-T-Z, Rose in a Storm. I recommend his books. So Eric and I were talking vacuums on the break. All things vacuum, being that
That's
we have furry animals.
How exciting it is here behind the scenes.
It is. You know, these are anyone who has pets that shed know that hair management is a very important topic.
Absolutely.
And we have people, too, a testament to mainly Darcy and her efforts, but the Dyson DC23 animal is certainly making it easier. We have people comment on how shocked they are that our house is so clean, given the number of dogs that we have. We have three dogs. We hear that a lot. I can't believe how clean it is in here with all your dogs. It's like, oh, man.
We've trained them to do some chores.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't put it past the cattle dogs to be able to do it. They do help us herd the vacuums around the house, which,
That's good.
Is always very helpful.
And they don't nip them. Because that's not allowed.
No, those were the border collies
right.
At the sheepdog trials, our cattle dogs. So we were talking about cattle dogs were actually bred to be in very close quarters and to move larger animals like, a 2,000-pound cow in close quarters. So they bite.
Oh.
Oh, yes. They are not a border collie sprinting 450 yards to bring back smaller sheep. They're actually more like move this big animal a shorter distance and keep them moving. So
well, hopefully the Dyson is sturdily made. Then.
Solid steel built to, armor to withstand even the most feisty cattle dog bites.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, so I had an interesting experience that I wanted to share with people. But first, I want to make sure we do this trivia giveaway. Maybe I won't even have time to share my experience. I'll have to wait till next week. I'm giving away an autographed Seahawks beanie that I got in person during my wiener dog race experience with Leia at the Seattle Seahawks game a couple weekends ago. And it's always about, what is it, the dialectic? Everything has a shadow side. So this is a full...
The yin and the yang.
The yin and the yang. Yes. So this is signed by Danielle, one of the Seahawks Sea Gals, which are the cheerleaders for the Seahawks.
Oh, I know.
And also signed by myself and Leia. So you have the contrast right there on the hat.
Excellent.
And this is a really cute hat. It's a
now
winter.
You say the contrast, but are you saying you wouldn't be a sea gal?
I'm saying there's not much further than a Seahawks sea gal probably than me.
For a number of
reasons.
For a
number of reasons. Anyway, so this, but this is a really great Seahawks hat. If you have anyone, if you or anyone you know is a Seahawks fan, this would be a great little gift. And you can win it for free. And it has the 12th man embroidered on it. It's the green and blue colors. So here's the question. Name, and this is to the first caller who can answer this question correctly. Name two breeds of dog that begin with the letter S, as in Seahawks. Two breeds of dog that begin with the letter S, as in Seahawk. And the part of the name could be like the coat type or the size. So that can be part of the name. The letter S, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. First person that can call in and tell us two breeds of dog that begin with the letter S, as in Seattle Seahawk. 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
And I've thought of one of them, but I'm having trouble with the second one. So hopefully one of our listeners is a little quicker.
Yeah, I've got the AKC website up right here, and there's a bunch. So 425-373.
Ooh, I just thought of the second one.
No, you did?
Yeah, but I can't play, of course. So hopefully
you can't.
Hopefully our callers right now will have the answer as well.
Yeah. So this is for an autographed, a multiple autograph Seattle Seahawks beanie, 12th man. 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298.
I like that Darcy says that we're cuter than the seagulls. That's pretty great.
You guys are cuter than the seagulls. That's nice. So two breeds of dog that begin with the letter S to win this beanie. We have Joanne in Kirkland on line one. Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
So you've got two dog breeds beginning with the letter S?
Yeah.
What you got?
St. Bernard and Springer Spaniel.
Excellent.
Yay!
Well done. Now, are you a Seahawks fan or do you have Seahawks?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, this is autographed. Very uniquely autographed Seahawks beanie. So we will send you back to Darcy and get your mailing address, and I will get this out to you in the mail along with some Dog Talk Show car stickers.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hang on.
All right. Congratulations to Joanne.
Well done. So here's some, what were the ones you were thinking of?
I was thinking of a Schnauzer.
Good one.
And a Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu?
Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, just thought of a bad joke.
Which I think we can say on the air, by the way. But
well,
not sure
yes.
if that breed, the FCC, is happy with that breed.
Well, they're crossing poodles with many, many breeds.
Right.
And it would be interesting to cross a poodle with a Shih Tzu.
Yes.
Yeah. The Bokashi cycle people might like that, though.
That could be their mascot.
Yes. So a shout out to all of our sponsors and advertisers who really genuinely, I know all of these owners, they really genuinely support this show. So listen to the advertisements. And if you, you know, are in need of any of these services or products, definitely give them a call. I personally recommend them all. I have used them all. Institute of Complementary Medicine, Chemly Electric has been, those two have been supporters from the first show, and we've been on the air for a year and a half. So they've really made this possible, greatly possible for us. Invisible Fence Northwest is one of our newest sponsors. The Natural Pet Pantry, one of my favorite local foods. So listen to the ads. I love them all. We'll be back next Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.